Come grab the keys. Let's go right now with a new Toyota from Modesto Toyota. Now is the time to grab the keys to that new Toyota you want. You can count on Modesto Toyota for great savings. Come in, check out all the great models and deals, or go to ModestoToyota.com and see all the incoming vehicles like I did, then just pick out the one you want. You can get great prices and special lease deals and save big time on gas with the many hybrid cars, SUVs, and trucks, or you can check out the all-electric bZ4X at a low price or an incredible lease deal. Yes, it's time. So let's grab the keys to your new Toyota. And you know, since 1965, Modesto Toyota's had thousands of happy customers like me because of the great service and great prices. So now's the time to grab the keys to your new Toyota and win big time. There's no dealer markup, and the time has never been better. It's where I get my Toyotas. Come find out for yourself at Modesto Toyota and ModestoToyota.com.
So as always, tons of stuff going on in the NBA, and the guy who can straighten it all out for us, that is Sam Amick, of course, senior NBA writer for The Athletic, at Sam_Amick. Please make sure you're following him. You'll be smarter about the NBA if you do, and he joins us courtesy of the UMA guest line. What's happening? How are you?
Gentlemen, doing well. How are you? Thanks for having me.
Yeah, no shortage of stories, but let's start with what Steve said there. I mean, wouldn't it be so stuffed before they go out on the road, hit 16 of them, break a record, and then break Ray Allen's record? That sounds like something Steph would do.
It would indeed. I mean, you know, if nothing else, it shows us, you know, the absurdity around the conversation with Steph and by his own doing, right? Like his levels. I mean, you know, what are we talking about here, guys? 16 threes in a game. and the idea that even selfishly, you know, I'm probably going to the game tomorrow, and I was listening to that segment there going, all right, I guess I got to get in the car and make the drive, because who the hell knows, you know, if anybody can do what he can.
Yeah, Chauncey Billups, something tells me Portland's not going to allow that to happen. And you don't go into a game thinking you got to make 16 threes, so that's a bit insane. But he could do it if he gets combustible. But, Sammy, I've missed you. I'm giving you a hug right now, Sam. I haven't seen you in so long. Love you, brother.
I know, Bob, likewise, brother.
Your piece on Steve is so interesting because it shows a side of him that we see every now and then. He got mad the way they mismanaged the end of the first quarter last night. But I just want to effing win is the quote. And it's just a fascinating piece. And I didn't realize, you know, the human coat rack, Phil's got 11, Red's got 9. And then John Kunla from the Minneapolis Lakers, Pop and Pat Riley have 5 apiece. Nobody else has more than Steve's 3. But your question about what does he have to prove? And he answered it, I just want to effing win. But what does he have to prove? Did he... you know, right away he took that Mark Jackson team and took it to a new level, and then Durant came here. I'm not sure he gets fully credit for the first 5 years, but now that they're 20-4, if they were to win a championship this year, next year, the year after, whatever, and he gets into, you know, 4 total and right behind the group that we just cited, how does that change his legacy as a coach only, do you think?
Well, I mean, like I wrote, guys, I mean, his legacy is already elite, no matter what you think of him and all the talent he's had. What I find so interesting, though, is that, you know, the end of last season and then what we've seen so far this season is a new chapter that we weren't entirely sure was ever going to come, that this was going to be the case. You know, they'd be good again because they had Steph Curry and eventually would have Klay Thompson and still had Draymond, but we just didn't know what was coming next. And you have this coaching profile where, again, you're already among the greats based on what you've accomplished, no matter, you know, what kind of players you had. But you have this long runway in front of you where you can continue to, you know, to kind of prove your coaching chops. And I think if you get in the weeds a little bit, you talk about the nuance of last season and learning things along the way. About development and, you know, the Wiseman chapter where they learn some tough lessons and then, you know, I think are carrying those forward. But this combo of staying connected with the greats, and that matters a great deal. I mean, the idea that Steph and Clay and Draymond still believe in Steve Kerr, I don't think it should be overlooked. You know what I mean? Like, this guy for quite some time now, and he has maintained their loyalty, their respect, while also now ushering in some of these young guys that could, you know, lead to a whole new era. So he's a fantastic coach who, you know, I think early on we knew he wouldn't get a lot of credit. I think he's getting a lot more now.
Sam Amick's joining us at Sam_Amick, of course, on Twitter. Make sure that you follow him. Of course, senior NBA writer for The Athletic. He's got an unplugged piece from a few days ago with Steve Kern. It's great. And you asked a question, and he answered, well, that's for you guys to decide. So let's decide this. You said it's a quarter way through the year, and you're out in front. So does it change the goalpost in your mind in terms of what's possible? What would qualify as a disappointment? Are the Warriors back to title or bust, or do you still have to take some baby steps here? And he said, well, that's for you guys to decide. So let's decide it.
Sure.
What would be a disappointment? Are they title or bust? What are the answers to the questions that you asked, Steve? What do you think?
I mean, as it stands, my opinion would be, you know, anything shy of a conference finals appearance would be surprising and disappointing for them. From there, I think it's just an all bets are off type of thing. You have a handful of elite teams. You know, Phoenix, has you just got to continue giving them their flowers, you know, not only the reigning Western Conference champs, but right there with the Warriors this year. And then the East Brooklyn, what they're doing without Kyrie is getting more and more impressive. So, you know, who knows once you get to the conference finals, but a first round bow out, a second round bow out, I think would, you know, make this team go down in the history books as a, you know, underwhelming. Sorry, the dog is saying hello there. but I think it's, you know, that's why we call it title contending. That's where they are, in my opinion. And if they stub their toe early and bow out, I think that would be a disappointment.
And sometimes, literally, you stub a toe, you break a toe, you tear an Achilles, you tear an ACL, you get suspended from Game 5. I mean, the Warriors are the best team all five of those years, should have won all five championships, and the best team doesn't always win because of factors. The one thing that, you know, Steve obviously has done dramatically different, there are many, many, many of them than Mark Jackson, was the depth of the coaching staff. This coaching staff has got so many former head coaches on it, it's amazing. And they added Kenny Atkinson in the offseason on top of Mike Brown, on top of Ron Adams, Chris DeMarco, Bruce Frazier. It goes on and on. This is just such a great coaching staff. My question is, since you're, you know, pretty close to the Sacramento situation, with Luke Walton getting fired there, I thought about immediately him coming back in some role, but, boy, they're so crowded on the bench right now. Would they create a role in the front office? Do you think Luke Walton would come back and rejoin Bob and Steve at some point, Sammy?
Come grab the keys. Let's go right now with a new Toyota from Modesto Toyota. Now is the time to grab the keys to that new Toyota you want. You can count on Modesto Toyota for great savings. Come in, check out all the great models and deals, or go to ModestoToyota.com and see all the incoming vehicles like I did, then just pick out the one you want. You can get great prices and special lease deals and save big time on gas with the many hybrid cars, SUVs, and trucks, or you can check out the all-electric bZ4X at a low price or an incredible lease deal. Yes, it's time. So let's grab the keys to your new Toyota. And you know, since 1965, Modesto Toyota's had thousands of happy customers like me because of the great service and great prices. So now's the time to grab the keys to your new Toyota and win big time. There's no dealer markup, and the time has never been better. It's where I get my Toyotas. Come find out for yourself at Modesto Toyota and ModestoToyota.com.
Pop, I wish I had a good answer for you in terms of having, you know, clarity on this question, because I've wondered it myself, but admittedly, I haven't connected with Luke. I asked some of the Warriors people, you know, on the periphery that recently, and I mean, listen, of course, from a relationship standpoint, that door is wide open. I think the key thing, first of all, would just be where is Luke's head at. You know, he's certainly reached that point in his career from playing to coaching that money is not the concern. You know, he's got a young family, and I think there was a fair amount of stress that he kind of went through with this King situation. So is he trying to unpack and take a break like a lot of coaches who get fired do and maybe come back the following season in some capacity? Or if he sees what the Warriors are doing and wants to put on that familiar kind of that comfortable blanket and be a part of this, you know, who knows? So I don't know if that'll happen, but they obviously have a family type culture where, you know, Luke remains tight with that whole crew. In fact, you know, at one time, you know, Chris DeMarco, I thought might be heading to Sacramento to join Luke, and you kind of see the connectivity between all of them. And that certainly remains, but I don't know if that's actually going to happen.
Sam Amick joining us from The Athletic, talking obviously Warriors Steph needs 16 against the Blazers. And with the Blazers coming to town, there's obviously a lot of stuff going on up there, and Dame's name's coming up, and CJ's name's coming up, and the front office is a mess. What's going on in Portland? What are the next steps here, and what's going to happen with Dame?
Man, it's a lot. I mean, I think first and foremost, it's the question of, you know, who's going to run the front office. So Joe Cronin, who was elevated from director of player personnel somewhat recently to assistant GM, is now the GM interim. He's got a legitimate crack at the job. But what I'm dying to see as far as what comes next is the idea that ownership with Jody Allen is, yet some people saying that they want to sell the team potentially, which would have a ripple effect on how much money they're willing to spend. You got others saying, you know, that's not happening, and it's going to be Dame at the center. Try to rework the roster with whoever is coming next, whether it's Joe or somebody else, and then try to make them competitive again, because Damian wants to stay there. That's one thing that, you know, I got to keep repeating, is that even for all his frustration, he wants to stay. He just looks at the roster and is having to, you know, be honest about it and realize that it's not a title contending roster, and right now not even a playoff roster.
Now they're three games under 500. What's going on with the head coach and Dame? All kinds of rumors they're not getting along. Chauncey Billups and Damian Lillard, Sam. What are you hearing there?
I think it's the product of the losing, which you guys have seen a million times. It's the product of change. You got 9 years, I think it is, with Terry Stotts, where Dame and CJ would, you know, had more freedom, arguably, than anybody in the NBA, maybe right, you know, right there with Steph and Clay when they're healthy. But, and Dame in particular, and you guys know this has been a discussion that is interesting and somewhat Warriors related, is that some folks have argued in the past that Dame should learn how to play better off the ball, almost kind of channel that Steph Curry type action that makes him so great. But Dame is a pick and roll guy. Dame likes having the ball in his hands a ton of the time, and Chauncey's not giving it to him as much. So I think offensively, there's been some change. Defensively, he changed the system, and I think the part where you're sensing friction or tension now is that these guys bought into the system, and they look up, you know, a quarter of the way through the season, and they are the 30th defense in the NBA. They're like dead last. So it's not good. And then you also have two, you know, you got an all-time great in Damian and an all-star caliber guy in McCollum, who are both running at the same time, you know, two of their worst individual seasons ever. So it's kind of a perfect storm that is going to, you know, create a lot of frustration up there.
Sam, one thing from the East, rumors this morning, the Pacers, who are off to a disappointing start at 10-16, might be ready to blow this thing up. Sabonis's name, Turner, LeVert. What are we seeing there?
Yeah, I mean, that's been bubbling for a while. This is a much more, like, it's funny. Someone, I saw a reaction to the piece that said, oh, the Athletic clearly got that from agents, and they're trying to push this, push that. And it's like, yeah, I mean, first of all, I wasn't part of that story, but reading it, having that kind of ability to read between the lines like you do in this business, like, this is, to me, the Pacers 100% declaring to the rest of the league that we mean it this time. We are going to rebuild. There was some important reporting in there relating to Herb Simon, their longtime owner. He's 87 years old, and how in the past he had been real reluctant. Apologies, guys. I don't know why the dog is doing this.
What kind of dog you got, Sammy? What kind of dog is it?
We got a mini Labradoodle who just suddenly awoke and wants to play very badly. She's not happy that I'm on the phone.
We know how that goes.
With the most shrill bark ever. So, you know, the Pacers have got some good individual players that have attracted attention for quite some time trade-wise around the league, but the Pacers, they're one of those teams, a little bit like Portland, Sacramento, where, like, just getting in the playoffs is good enough a lot of years because you make money and you don't flounder financially. And so Herb Simon has taken that approach for a long time. And I think now, like, they noted in the story that their attendance is just god-awful. So I think there's a sense of, like, it's already as bad as it could get. You know, let's go ahead and rebuild because we're not winning games.
Great stuff, Sam. We always appreciate it. Great piece on Sam, the Unplugged piece. We always appreciate it, and we'll talk to you again soon. Thanks.
Thank you, guys. Be good.
You got it.
Take care of that pooch, Sammy.
Yeah.
Come grab the keys. Let's go right now with a new Toyota from Modesto Toyota. Now is the time to grab the keys to that new Toyota you want. you can count on Modesto Toyota for great savings. Come in, check out all the great models and deals, or go to ModestoToyota.com and see all the incoming vehicles like I did, then just pick out the one you want. You can get great prices and special lease deals and save big time on gas with the many hybrid cars, SUVs, and trucks. Or you can check out the all-electric bZ4X at a low price or an incredible lease deal. Yes, it's time. So let's grab the keys to your new Toyota. And you know, since 1965, Modesto Toyota's had thousands of happy customers like me because of the great service and great prices. So now's the time to grab the keys to your new Toyota and win big time. There's no dealer markup, and the time has never been better. It's where I get my Toyotas. Come find out for yourself at Modesto Toyota and ModestoToyota.com.